Dad's fine. Yeah, no, I spoke to him last night. He seems really good. He's still a bit under the weather, but he's recovering. Mum, on the other hand, had a few problems with Mum the last couple of days. It's Saturday night as I speak to you, dear Audioboo listener, and on Thursday morning, I heard that Mum had hurt herself. She'd done something quite radical. She had pushed a chair back to get up. Yeah, when you're 80 years of age, that can be a radical act. And she threw a hip out. She ended up with her hip being 2 inches lower on one side. And she was doing it really tough, the poor old thing. She ended up going to hospital, got somebody to, one of the neighbours, to get her to hospital. I've actually called the Ambos, and they came and took her to the hospital. They x-rayed her and did all the usual things and found out that she was all right. And eventually I spoke to her and found out that she was doing it pretty tough. So I knocked off work early and I fanged up to Toowoomba to see if I could help her out. Toowoomba's about an hour and a half's drive west of Brisbane. So it's not just pop down the road and catch up with my mum. It's a little bit of an exercise. So I fanged up here to Toowoomba to help her out. Yeah, and she was doing it pretty bloody tough too. Mum's at 80 years of age, starting to turn into one of those frail little birds of a woman that you see sometimes elderly ladies becoming. And she's getting smaller and finer and thinner and more fragile. And unfortunately, she'll probably have skeletal problems as part of her issues with ageing. Anyway, so on a Friday, I took her to her physiotherapist, who seems to be some sort of wonder person and incredibly efficient in assessing the situation, getting her on the bed, manipulating her hip, putting it all back into place, giving her some exercises, which Mum's incredibly diligent at, far better than Dad, at doing to maintain her health, and told to take it easy until she recovers. And she is recovering. She's doing okay. And I've been up here for the last couple of days. Sorry about the wind, but I don't have my windsock on me. I didn't bring it with me for this trip, so there's a bit of a breeze around. I'm trying to protect the microphone as best I can. So today, day two after the manipulation, we did a few things. We ran around. I did a bit of shopping for her, and we actually bought a new washing machine. She had a little twin-tub washing machine, the sort of thing the Japanese love using. Very popular amongst people who are into saving water and the like. Well, it's got too hard for her because you've got to pull the wet clothes out of the wash tub and put them into the little dryer and then dry them and pull them out of that and rinse them and then put them back in and spin them again. Yeah, it's a lot of lifting of wet clothes, and for a frail person, that's just got too much for her. And the shoulders are going as well. It's a bugger getting old, isn't it? So we went out, and she'd been thinking about getting a new washing machine for some time. She actually wanted to get a front loader, a European-style washing machine. But having to get down low to put stuff in it, and it was the extra expense of actually getting it elevated off the floor, eventually convinced us that she'll just get a top loader, which is very common here in Australia. Probably half the washing machines are top loaders. And we went and got one of those and got a nice little deal and managed to get it delivered today by a lovely fellow who dropped it around for $30. Yeah, it was all good. Got that installed, made sure the plumbing was all working, and I'm just, as we speak, ordered a Thai meal for us, and I'm going to pick it up from takeaway and take it home to us, to Mum, so that we can have dinner. And I am, as I speak to you, walking in the dark the streets of my childhood. The Thai shop is just across the road from my old high school, and I've just walked up the road that I used to walk down every day to school. And I've just reached Bass Street, the very street that I used to live in all those many years ago. I don't have any fondness for Toowoomba. I don't have any particularly fond memories, and I don't reminisce about this place. It's just another country town as far as I'm concerned, and you know, I feel a little bit strange whenever I come here. It's the place that another Ian lived in. You know, it could have been my twin rather than me sometimes. It's the way I feel about it. And But, you know, every time I come up here, because Mum still lives very much in the local area where I grew up. She has moved, but the houses that we lived in during my childhood are, you know, within a half-kilometre radius of her home. So it's, you know, easy for me just to swing past the old family homes and see how things have changed over the years. And while I'm waiting for this curry to be picked up, that's exactly what I'm doing, just going for a bit of a stroll along my old childhood streets. It's all changed, you know what it's like. All the houses have been repainted, new fences are up, the trees are growing. It's not as skanky as it used to be. These bottle brush trees that used to be on the footpath here were just these horrible little, skanky little, frail, frangible trees. Now they're quite substantial trees. They're not just bushes. So everything's changed, as it should. But like I said, I don't have any real sentimental thoughts about Toowoomba, and frankly, when Mum passes, I doubt if I'll come back here for any reason at all. I'll probably go decades without coming back here, and I'll just slide through if I happen to be going somewhere and barely give it a cursory thought. Move on in life, don't you? It's been good, though, to hang out here and do a few things for Mum and get her up to speed. It's been an exhausting time these last few weeks dealing with parents and their issues, but hey, I'm very lucky I've still got them in my life at 80 years of age. So, you know, this is what I sign up for, as they sign up for, in having elderly parents. Alas, that's the way it is. All the best, my good Audioboo friends, and sorry about the wind, but can't do anything about it today. So have a good time wherever you are. Bye-bye for now.